You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
It's that time, Pix. It's almost 10 past 10. At the young of heart age of 93. We love her. She no longer needs to call us.
Now we'll call her.
We call her.
I'd have made them all walk home, for starters, in bare feet. They put on a shocking effort.
Some of them wouldn't get a kick in a stable.
What a pair of flops they are.
You've heard that saying, Eddie everywhere. Well, it was Margaret everywhere. Thank
you for being. It's time for a magic moment with Margaret.
Powering along for Tyre Power. I've selected Kumho tyres, of course, buy three, get one free. And the 5-minute tyre safety check. Margaret, good morning, sweetheart.
Good morning, boys. Good morning.
How are you?
I'm not too bad at all. Not too bad for an old girl. Getting there.
My first chance.
You having a good day out there this morning? It sounds a lot of fun.
My first chance to have a chat to you since you're a little bit unwell. So you're on the mend.
Went away. Yes, you've been away in Spain. Did you like Spain?
Loved it. Loved it.
Love Spain. I go to Spain every day on the TV, on the food show. Oh, their food is beautiful. Oh, lovely. Great. Lovely place.
How did you go with the food, Hutch?
Food was wonderful, yep.
Really?
Yeah, can't go wrong.
What were you eating?
Yeah,
what sort of stuff?
A bit of paella and a bit of, you know.
Yeah, really?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
just imagine.
It's lovely.
A couple of things I noticed. You know what happened with the rain?
What?
Falls mainly on the plane.
Oh, my God. Seriously.
Yep. Someone asked me a heap of questions at the airport when I arrived. I said, what is this, the Spanish Inquisition?
Oh, boy.
Yeah. Sorry, a couple of bad ones.
Hey, Margaret, what about last week? Where'd you watch the Blues? Because that was a bit of a nail biter.
Oh, it's disappointing. It tells me a lot. They've got to really lift their game. I know that they mucked it up, but you can't do that. And today will be a real telling point of how good they are. Because they're going to play a jolly good side, the Giants, and they'll have to really, really pull their finger out today, I can tell you.
Well, they've got a few injuries. That's the problem, Margaret.
Pardon?
Oh, they've got a few injuries. That's a bit of an issue.
Yeah, they have. They've got a lot of injuries, but then they're not alone. There's a lot of clubs got a lot of injuries, and so, you know, they've got to pull on resorts and see what they've got in the bags. Not much, I don't think.
Well, the Giants, as you mentioned, they lost their best defender, Sam Taylor. So that,
that's
an obvious matchup for Mackay or Kerno.
I clap my hands there.
And Steve Canelio also out as well.
So a couple of good players out. When they were out, I thought, on your bike, those kids. And we've got to really draw hard tonight and see how good they are.
I think the Blues will win.
Did you think it was?
I hope they do. I love them just the same, win or lose, but they've got to win. They've got to win for me.
Did you think it was
about the Nets? Pardon?
Oh, before we get to the netball, what did you think of the holding the ball last night at the end of the Draper, laying on the footy?
Oh, look, Hutchie, a win's a win. You know, you hold the ball, could have been, would have been, would have been, but it wasn't in the end. It's all over. When the bell goes, it's shut up.
Yep, I agree. It's like, you know what, they had other chances to win the game.
What could have been, would have been, didn't happen. So, you know, everybody has one of those grizzles.
Yep.
What's that old saying? If you only had whiskers?
Yeah, she'd be your uncle.
Yeah.
Exactly right. So get on with it. They won and that's it. And that's all they had to do.
Yep.
Exactly right. What were you going to ask? Yeah.
Now, what about the Mavs?
Yes. Did you watch the game?
That was a good game last week.
What do you think?
I watched their game. They've got to pick their game up in the second quarter. That's when they lost that 7 points, and they never gained them back because the Vixens were jolly good. But the Mavs held on, and they didn't lose that 7 points. They hung on to that, which I knew that it was a loss, but still in all, it could have been a lot more. It was damn tough. They're jolly good girls, I can tell you. No, Graham Nabbs. And Sinclair's going to be a little chance. And Cantwell did really well.
Good shooter, Eleanor.
Good shooter. And she threw a few good threes. Good super shots in the end. Got a bit tired, I thought, in the last quarter. I thought she missed two or three. And that could have been the difference.
Do you like
but
the 2 points?
However, they will learn by their mistakes.
First go. First ever game.
First game.
And we've got two big injuries, so the team's playing exceptionally well, given it's a little bit more undersized than we'd like, given a couple of genuine stars out, including Sasha. So,
I just say go, Mavs.
What did you think of the 2 point super shot rule? You haven't probably watched netball for a while. Do you like it?
I like the 2 point for in the basketball. I call it basketball. In the ball, I like it in that sport. That's what it always was. 1 point, 2 point, and a super shot, 3 points. I'll go for that too.
There you go. So you're going to watch tomorrow against the Swifts?
Yes, I will. I will watch them. I will watch them. Because they're jolly good. And the coach gives them a good rev up. She gives them a good rev.
Yeah, she did. Yeah.
I get stuck in some too. Blah, blah, blah. Go, go, go. We've got to do that.
You happy with Jason Dunstall as a legend?
Yes, I am. He was a great footballer in our day. And there was a lot of them. He wasn't on his own. He had a great team amongst him. But he was a good footballer.
No doubt about that, Margaret. Hey, what is about Anzac Day this week, Margaret? What do you do for Anzac Day? Cook some cookies, mate?
Well, Anzac Day has always been a very solemn day in our house because of the Bell family. And the Bell family never left the house on Anzac Day. They stayed inside. They even didn't. They had all their meals prepared and all. It was a very somber day because a husband's father, brothers, were both killed at the war. Tom was 19. He got killed at the landing. And Angie was 20 or just on 21. And he got wounded at the landing, but he died in France. So they're both buried overseas. And so it was always a sad day for the Bell family.
Have you been over to the...
And, of course, my uncle died too at the war. Oh,
have you ever been overseas and had a look at the graves, Margaret?
Never. I've been overseas, but I didn't get to do that. My husband said to me when we got overseas, what's my wish list? And I didn't have that on it, and I should have had it on it, but I had Lourdes. I had to go to see Lourdes. I had to go to see Andrews, St Andrews, the golf thing. Mm. And I had to go and see the footy grounds. I walked around the sport. And you know what? I opened the gates and walked out onto the field.
Did you?
Pretended I was dragging a bat.
At Lourdes?
At Lourdes, yeah. At Lourdes, I walked out the white gate, down those famous steps. Yep. I walked, first of all, I walked along the long wall and looked through the glass window, down the steps, opened the little picket fence gate, and walked straight out into the green, and Keith took me photo. Mm.
I did, you know what, Margaret? I did the exact same thing with the Sydney Swans coach. Him and I were over there.
Really?
We went to Lourdes, went to the museum, and then both of us walked out. He pulled his socks up, his footy socks up over his knees like he had a pair of pads on. The big horse. I've got a video.
Good, good. And when I went to St Andrews, you weren't allowed to go into the golf course, of course, that was taboo. But the fella at the gate let me open the gate, and I said, I've got to get my photo taken, but I've got to be on that side. So he said, right, so in the gate I go, and I didn't have a golf club either, so I pretended I was doing a good swing, and they were the things they were on my wish list.
Very good.
Well, we're thinking of you and your family on Anzac Day, Margaret. That's a very, very sad legacy, but a very wonderful legacy too to this country, that your family's commitment and courage and
I've
sacrifice.
I've got their medals, two medals that were sent, big medallions that were sent back from the war, and we've got them mounted on the wall at Lakes Entrance, in their hometown. We put it at the holiday house at Lakes Entrance.
Lovely.
So we met them, and Wesley has carried it on, and he used to go, when he goes to Lakes Entrance, he goes and marches for them at Lakes Entrance.
Oh, good on him. Good stuff.
I forgot to head down to Lakes Entrance. The Rocky, yeah, good on him. He'll start the day with, you know, half a dozen pies or something, probably get rolling.
No. I'll take the backy with me.
Of course he will. Get on your mate.
I've got to send a quick cheerio.
Oh, who you got a cheerio for?
I've got to send a cheerio to Jason, my chiropodist. He'd done a good job this week and we put out a sore toe, so he fixed it up for me. Thanks, Jason.
Thanks a lot, darling.
My
Claire loved visiting you too, Margaret, by the way. You were so nice to her, so it was nice to have a chat with her when she visited you.
Oh, it was lovely of her to come in, bother to take the time to come in and see me. It was lovely. I appreciate it no end. They've got more things to do than be running around me, but they did think of me, her and Amanda, and was lovely. Amanda bought me beautiful flowers right at the beginning, and you know they were just as beautiful the day I left, but I couldn't put them in the car because they would break. So they took them to the office and said, we're going to display these in the office from SEN. I said, good on you.
Now, I hope I'm not speaking out of school, but since you've just mentioned it, so you know Margaret was actually in hospital chat to us a few weeks ago, don't you? Didn't tell us at the time.
Yeah.
I was in hospital for 12 days, touchy.
Amazing.
It's a long time to be in hospital. But
you're incredible.
They were excellent to me and at Epworth, and I can't thank them enough for what they've done for me. But however,
we got a song to finish?
Look, here I am, here to tell the tale.
You got a song to finish?
Well, okay. We were sailing along in Moonlight Bay, on Moonlight Bay. I could hear the singing, they seemed to say. I don't know any of this, you know, so I'll say cheerio on that note. Bye for now.
Bye.
Go Mavs.
Go Mavs.